Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. We've got a fun show for you tonight, and as we start getting closer to the holidays, it's always fun to take a look at things that are happening in the community and around the world that are impacting you. Before we get to our guests tonight, who are going to be the fine folks of the city of Norco talking about the Parade of Lights this Saturday, I want to remind everybody, for anybody that has a kid with a pet, or you might be a teacher, or you might be connected to people who have kids and pets, we have a dear lady by the name of Carrie Ann Dean. She is a celebrated author out of the United Kingdom, and she is collecting kids' essays about their relationships with their pets. It could be a dog, a cat, a lizard, a snake, a mouse, whatever they have. And in 85 words or less, she would love for your kids to write stories about their pets. All of the people that write to her are going to have their entries published. And it's, again, for kids between 4 and 12 years old. If you fit into that category, check out my Facebook page, and you'll see the event dash Kids and Pets Volume 3 book help in the UK. But it's for Carrie Ann Dean, and Carrie is actually going to be on the show in January. We just worked out that date a couple hours ago, actually. So for more information, again, just check out Facebook, or you can also send me a private message on Facebook, email garrett@garrettmiller.com, and we will answer those questions for you. But what a fun project for the kids during Christmas break or holiday break as we get going here. So without further ado, though, we want to jump into our night's guest. I want to first welcome Norco Mayor Pro Tem Kevin Bash to the show. We've also got a bunch of people that are part of the call tonight, and I want to welcome everybody, but start with welcoming Kevin to the show. Thanks for being here tonight, Mayor, or Pro Tem. What's the official? Can I call you Pro Tem Mayor or just Mayor?
You can call me Kevin.
I'd like to call you Kevin. That's much better. Kevin, thanks so much for being here tonight.
Yeah. I really love it, and this is one of my favorite events. It's the 10th year, and in fact, in just a couple of minutes, you're going to have the person that founded it, Kathy Azevedo, and I'm going to turn this over to her, but it's a wonderful event. It's packed every single year. Hundreds of children come, and it's just a lot of fun, and we're really excited about and looking forward to it.
Well, I'm thrilled that you guys are doing something that is such a huge event for the community. How did this all start out for you guys?
You know what? I'm going to let Kathy tell you that because she is the one that founded the event. But we are a community of volunteers. We have the largest fair in California run completely by volunteers. We put on dozens of events every year completely run by volunteers. We're a tiny city, but we are mighty when it comes to volunteering and putting on events. So I'm going to turn you over to Kathy right now.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it. Kathy, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here tonight.
Garrett. Well, go ahead.
Now, as I say, this is your 10th year, so take us back to the beginning. How did this fund begin?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I became a council person in November of 2003, and when I sat down with the city manager at the time, they asked me what some of my goals were for being a council person, and I told them that I really, really wanted to enhance the Christmas festivities in the city. We had just a very small program at our community center, and I really wanted to expand that. And so December of 2004, 10 years ago, was our first we didn't have the festival yet. We just had the Parade of Lights that first year. And the way it came to be is I was so excited about Christmas, and so we managed to get enough money to put a big garland and a big, huge Western-themed decoration across 6th Street. And so we were going to turn it on for the first time in the December of 2004. And I said, well, we need to do something special, you know, to turn on this beautiful Christmas decoration that we purchased. And so I said, how about a parade? I've always loved parades. Let's have an evening parade. And so we have a lot of parades in Norco, you know, and most of the entries are, you know, with equestrians and horses. But we've never had a parade in the night. This is the only parade in the night. And so we call it the Parade of Lights because everybody that's in the parade must be lit, whether it's a horse, a dog, a wagon. It must have lights on it, and obviously so we can see it because the parade's in the night. And then also, we just for safety reasons, we don't allow any vehicles in the parade. It's only tractors, wagons, horse-drawn carriages, horses, and marching groups.
Okay, that is crazy that you have this huge, incredibly non-motorized parade at night. So who comes and participates in the parade?
We have all kind of groups. You know, our highlights are some of the high school bands are just beautiful, but even they light themselves up. There's lights on the tubas and lights on the drums and lights on their uniforms. We have a lot of equestrian clubs in town, Norco Horsemen's Association, Saddle Sore Riders. They light up their horses and themselves. They put Santa hats on the horses. They decorate them just beautifully, and they enter the parade. And then we also have a lot of youth sports. Just today, we entered last minute. Girls softball is a walking team. And then we have, like you would think, lots of different kinds of parade entries. I think the highlights, though, are the beautiful carriages that get all lit up, and then they're horse-drawn. They're just, you should see how beautiful they look. And then the highlight, Santa. We have a beautiful sleigh that is a horse-drawn that Santa is similar to the Santa Claus Lane Parade, is the final entry in the parade, and he is just in a stellar sleigh.
That is cool. But the event actually is much longer than just the nighttime parade. This is an all-day event for the city. Where does it start, and what can people expect?
Well, that just keeps growing, too. We've started with the Winter Festival. We just have so much Christmas spirit here in the city of Norco. And so after the parade, people were hungry, and they wanted to get together and talk about the parade. So in just a few years, we brought in the Winter Festival. And the Winter Festival just used to be in the evening. It started up after the parade. And it just was so crowded. We just couldn't even get all the people up there, and parking and logistics was a problem getting the thousands and thousands of people that wanted to be part of the Winter Festival up there. So we expanded it last year and now again this year to be all day. We kick it off at 9 in the morning with breakfast with Santa. We have entertainment and all kinds of things for kids, ice skating rink, petting zoo, to name a few, that are just going on with nonstop entertainment until 9 o'clock at night.
So where is the event taking place, and how much does it cost to go?
It's free.
Yay.
For the most part, it's free. The parade is completely free. It goes down 6th Street. It starts at the west end of our town down near the freeway, and then it goes all the way up to our Nellie Weaver Hall that's part of our George Ingalls Equestrian Event Center. And to park is free, and to enter the Winter Festival is free. The only charge we have is a $5 fee for the children to get a wristband. And with that $5, it makes them able to do all the fun events we have planned for them, like the skating and the slides and trains and all the fun things we have planned for the kids, petting zoo.
All right. Do you have any secrets for places to park that people should know about ahead of time?
You know what? I'm going to turn you over right now. I've talked long enough. Our chair just walked in, Bob Hicks, and parking dialed in. So I'll let you talk to Bob.
Bob, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
Man, I'm going to walk up. We're doing good. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing awesome. So I was asking Kathy, what are the parking secrets for people who are coming on Saturday?
Well, it's like everything, as the day's going to get busier, the nighttime is a little bit rougher than the day. If they're coming up for the day event, I would check in about a half hour earlier. There's plenty of parking, handicap. We have handicap access. We have handicap buses, little minivans that will give people a ride in. They're all full lifted. In fact, we just purchased them. They're part of the new green that the city has gone to, and its environment out here. But half hour time should give them plenty, without, expecting any delays.
Cool. And then don't you have a special Grand Marshal that was just announced today who's going to be part of the event?
We have one, and we're very happy about it. It's because it's the city's birthday, we're doing the 50th for the city and the 10th for our Parade of Lights. We wanted to do something that was in the 50s for a 50-year anniversary, and this year it was Gilligan's Island's 50th anniversary. As well, and we brought in Don Wells which right we all on. Know was
Marianne.
Was Ginger, yeah. Or Marianne from Gilligan's Island. So, you know what? There again, it's we're excited to have her. She's coming up. We've kind of done like a little boat theme for her, and she's going to be doing a book signing, and she'll be doing interviews and pictures. And but she's a great lady, and Jeff was able to secure her for us, and we're really pleased to have her join as our celebrity marshal. You know, we've been very fortunate for the size of town we are. The community is just so wrapped in everything that we do that we've had some really outstanding grand marshals every year that like to participate in the event. So we're very pleased that she blessed us with doing it this year.
That's awesome. I'm so excited to be there and get a chance to see all of you and then also shake her hand. So for each of you, you've been doing this a while. Do you have a special memory from either last year or in years past that you can share about either the parade or just your time and being involved with the organization?
No, we started it 10 years ago. This is the 10th year for it. Kathy came up with the idea. And, you know, we just all sit down and we all enjoy Christmas. Norco is you know, Garrett, I've talked to you about it before. Norco is a very unique community. It's very driven for its families and the people that live here and the community in general. It really has a lot of reach out programs that, you know, we work with our, you know, co-cities around us. But for the size of the staff that we have and the size of the city, it's truly amazing some of the events that we put on yearly on an annual basis, and they just continue every month. I mean, it really is some great things. The special event for the Parade of Lights for me, to be honest with you, is to see the family and the kids come out and they enjoy it. You know, we've blown snow in the past. We have an ice skating rink. This year we brought in a carnival company that's going to be bringing 3 or 4 kiddie rides out.
Nice.
We have a train ride. You know, we've just gone out of the way to make this a family day event. The city really wraps itself around it. And to put on an event like this for everyone in the city and even people out of the city, we invite them in to be with us because we truly would like them to get a feel for what it's like to be here in Norco.
I have a funny story, Garrett.
I'd love to hear it.
This is Kathy. Well, let me tell you what happened to me. So I'm so excited about the Parade of Lights, and it's coming near. And for me being on city council, typically I ride my horse in all the parades, which I had planned on doing with the Parade of Lights. Well, what happened is I broke my foot water skiing really seriously, and I had to have pins all put in my foot. So I wasn't able to ride my horse. And so they told me, well, how about be an announcer up at the fire station, one of the checkpoints there where there's an announcer. So I said, yes, I would love to do that. They propped up my foot with the whole big cast on it. And I have enjoyed being an announcer so much that I've done that every year. They always ask me back to do that. And I've never ridden my horse in the Parade of Lights because I'm busy announcing it.
That's a great story. Anybody else?
You know, we've had special needs children that come in, and their parents just, you know, really thank us for putting on an event like this. You know, the great thing about it is we've tried to keep we absorb about 90% of the total cost through the city through charitable donations from people that love this town as much as we do. And the great thing about it is to see the kids' face. I mean, where else could you go and spend a whole day, see Santa Claus, ice skate, ride trains, playing jumpers, ride carnival rides, have breakfast with Santa, do pony rides. We have a petting zoo. I mean, where else could you go and do all this? And it doesn't cost you but $5 and a wristband.
That's cool. So here's the $64,000 question. Where is the city of Norco?
City of Norco is strategically located off the 15 freeway in between the 91 and the 60. If you were coming from whatever direction you would be coming on, you would take, we're in between the 91 and the 60 right off Interstate 15. We are exactly 1 mile from Corona if you were going northbound, and from Ontario, if you were going southbound, we're about 2 miles.
Easy. Nice and easy. Okay, so the event's this Saturday. It's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You've got food. You've got Don Wells from Gilligan's Island. You've got a NASCAR simulator. You've got Santa. You've got a parade. You've got food. You've got rides. You've got everything else. Gang, is there anything else that we should be giving notice to for this Saturday? I mean, it just sounds like an incredible day of events.
Sponsors.
Yeah, our sponsors. Let's give a big shout-out to Hemborg Ford and Browning Dodge for our presenting sponsors, and the rest of the sponsors and donors who generously support this event through monetary donations.
Awesome. Okay, cool. How can people find out more information or get a hold of you guys if they want to ask some questions?
They can go to the city website, which is
www.norco.ca.us.
And then I'm going to assume we go to like an events page or something like that, and then we've got something for the 10th annual Horse Town.
There's an article on the front page. You just click on that, and they'll give you all the information.
Cool. Right on.
You can find it on Facebook.
How do you find you on Facebook? I'm sorry, one more time.
You can find us on Facebook at City of Norco.
Did the City of Norco. There we go. Do you want to say hello to any family or friends tonight, folks, before I let you go?
Well, to all of our family and friends, you know, Garrett, we're hoping that we invite the reason we thank you very much for allowing us to do this.
Oh, you betcha. Thank you.
You know, we really wanted to get out there. We've done a lot of publications and we put out a lot of information for people because, again, it is a great event. It is Christmas. The Christmas spirit is here. People enjoy this. We do it because we all like it. And we just truly hope we have an open invitation to everyone to come out and spend the day with us. And I promise you, if you spend one day here in Norco, you'll come spend the rest of your life. You'd love it.
There we go. Everybody, hang on the line. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. This is a hit coming on from Margot Ray. She's in the top 10 on Billboard charts for this holiday hit called This Holiday Night. We'll be right back.
Holiday night.
That's Margot Ray. This is her top 10 hit on the Christmas chart called This Holiday Night. We're going to be hearing two more songs from Margot in just a couple of moments. But here is a sneak preview for the Friday dance party tomorrow. It's called the Friday Mile High Holiday Extravaganza. And we're going to have we're going to have many of the clients for Miles High Production on the show tomorrow night. They're going to be calling in from around the country and around the world. And we're going to be playing their new Christmas music, just like this hit from Margot Ray, This Holiday Night. And it's 2 hours of fun, and it's going to start tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 5 East. So if you are looking for something just to kind of have on in the background tomorrow at the office or at the house or whatever the case may be, we're going to have 2 hours of fun Christmas music, and it's going to be accentuated here with all of these great artists calling in to wish you a happy holiday. These are two more from Margot Ray. New song, original song called Toyland, and then Silent Night. We'll be back right after this.
Little girl and boy land, where
I just love Margot Ray. That was Silent Night and Toyland, and before that we heard This Holiday Night. We're going to be hearing live from Margot tomorrow. She's going to be calling us as she's getting on a private plane, flying off to someplace spectacular, and I think she's doing a musical performance tomorrow night. So really thrilled to have Margot as part of the show. So one of the things that I've been working on this past, I don't know, several months is my new album. It's a full 10-song original music masterpiece, I'm going to just call it that right now, and I've been in the studio working on it several days a week, and ever so grateful to have inspired people in my life, like Bill Sinkay, my vocal coach, Brian Pothier, my musical producer, and today I had the fantastic opportunity to have the amazing comedian, actor, performer, human being, Deborah Wilson. You'll remember that name from Mad TV. She is the one who spoofed Beyonce and Whitney Houston for all of those years on that Fox Saturday night show. And Deborah came down to the studio today and lent her vocals to a song that I'm doing called Sweat and Testify, and that will be part of the new album out this spring. If you want to see a picture of the two of us, you can actually go to my Facebook page, of course, and take a look at that and see what we looked like just a couple of hours ago. So that was always fun. We are going back to more music that you are going to hear tomorrow night. I'm kind of giving you previews, so you know, hopefully you'll want to tune in. This is going to be a song that you've heard here on the show before. We've just had the artist on a couple of weeks ago, Joseph Eid. He is, for I'd like the third year in a row, one of the top 10 unsigned artists in the United States, as recognized by several different publications. He just received that recognition again. And this is his version of Blue Christmas. We'll be back in a couple.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. When those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing alright with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Christmas time,
time of the year when you're in love at Christmas time, and the one you love you hold so near. Santa Claus is waiting in the wings. I can hear the choir starting to sing. Snowflakes falling to the ground, little kids running all around. When you're in love at Christmas time, there's no better time to be. When you're in love at Christmas time, as long as my baby is with me, smell the chestnuts roasting down the street. That's for all of the people me. Hey, can I have a little taste? Look at the smiles on everybody's face when you're in love at Christmas time. There's no better time to live when you're in love at Christmas time. And all the love that you can give when you're in love with somebody, the sweetest one in the world. It's just because the sweetest one is your girl. What are you gonna do? Celebrate a love.
Oh,
So that's Bunny Sigler, and we just heard two of his hits. This is The Little Drummer Boy. It's a remix version. And then right before that, When You Are in Love at Christmas Time. Bunny is a multi-time Grammy-winning, award-winning singer and writer, and he's been on our show before, and tomorrow he's coming back to celebrate Christmas with you. So I hope you tune in tomorrow. Again, that's going to be the Miles High Holiday Extravaganza, live 5 p.m. East, 2 West, and we're going for 2 hours. You're going to hear Christmas music for the entire time tomorrow, and call in celebrity guests. So we're going to have fun doing that tomorrow. I hope you tune in. And, of course, if you can't tune in, the show is always available on demand. You can also click the little, you know, there's like a RSS feed thing on the bottom of the show. You're looking at it on your computer right now going, what is he talking about? Go look at that. If you click that, you can download it into your iTunes, and it's a podcast. You can listen anytime you want, or, of course, just click the link anytime you want to, and you will be right back in it super, super fast. I'm going to play a couple of songs here from recent guests. We've got Kelly Fitzgerald. I'm going to play I Think You're Out of My Mind, and it's – well, no, I'm going to play the I Think You're Out of My Mind, and then I'm Done. Both of these – our listener requests from Wesley out of Mississippi tonight. So, Wesley, sit back and enjoy. These two are for you. These are Kelly Fitzgerald.
I saw him smile at me out of the
Woods and Wesley's too. That is I'm Done by Kelly Fitzgerald. And quick notes to people who are pinging me on Facebook tonight while the show is going, saying, I'm listening. So hi to Jill. We've got Linda in Wisconsin. I've got Liz, who is, she was just our guest here on this past Friday night with the Singing Lizard. She's out of Washington, D.C. Trina in Salem, Oregon. Cindy in Mission Viejo. I've got Gail in, she's in the Norco area. Denise in Kaiser, Oregon. Rick in Asheville, North Carolina. Sherry in Gilbert, Arizona, Chris in Albuquerque, Janet in Detroit, I've got Mike down in La Jolla, Shelley in Kaiser, Deanna in Chicago, LJ in Denver, and the list goes on. So for everybody who is listening in tonight, thank you. Please make sure to tune in tomorrow night for the Miles High Holiday Extravaganza starting live at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Big shout out again to Kevin Nash, who's the mayor pro tem of the city of Norco, California. We had Jeff, Kathy, Bob, and Michelle all representing the fine city talking about the Parade of Lights in Norco, California. If you are interested in finding out more about that show, click on the links that appear on the show page that you're listening to right now. You can go to the Facebook fan page for the event, or to the city of Norco's for the most up-to-date information. They've got a great site up on there, and they talk about the entertainment that's coming up for this Saturday. I know that Kathy was talking a little bit about some of the things that are coming up, but I'm going to give you a rundown for what's happening this Saturday. Starting at noon, they've got Bobby's Hawaiian Dancers, and this is kind of like all in the half hour. So, every you know, it's like noon, 12:30, 12:30, 1, 1, 1:30, so on. So I'm just going to read them off here to you. Starting at 12, we've got Bobby's Hawaiian Dancers, followed by the On Point Dance Studio, then the JAAF Cheerleaders. We've got Jazzercise, NHS Choir, Ukulele Melee, Kips Gymnastics, Cat of Corona, All-American Karate, the Dark Parade, D-A-R-K, that must stand for something, Rock Stars of Tomorrow, the Rainbow Express Choir, Church of Open Doors. I think it's the choir from the Church of the Open Doors. The NHS Cheer and Dance Team, and then the Parade Awards from 8:45 to 9 p.m. That's all taking place this Saturday at the city of Norco for their 10th annual Horsetown Parade of Lights and Winter Festival. It only happens this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Admission is free. Parking is free. Kids, if you're wearing, you pay $5 for the little bracelet thing. You get to go ice skating. You get to go on all the rides and all this other kind of stuff. The city is taking care of you this holiday season, and that is a cool thing to do. What a great community they have there. Let's talk about some of the things that have been, well, 19 worst movies of 2014, according to Rotten Tomatoes. Here is a clear indication why going to the City of Norco's Parade of Lights this Saturday is a much better alternative than going to the movie theaters and wasting a bunch of money. Here are the 19 worst films of the year. Number, and I had to look through this list and go, I don't even remember these. That's how bad they were. They came and went that quickly. So number 19 is Sabotage with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. You didn't know about that movie either? That's because it made a total of $10.5 million in its entire release. I think Arnold probably made at least double that, so the money that he got paid was certainly not worth the screen time there. But number 19 was Sabotage. Number 18, Transcendence. Total box office take, $23 million, and that's with Johnny Depp. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that one either? I don't. Number 17, Devil's Due. That made a whopping $15.8 million. 16 goes to And So It Goes. That starred Michael Douglas and Diane Keaton. That has to be recipe for box office magic. It wasn't. They took in $15.2 million, and the sample review says, none of this is even remotely funny. It's actually kind of sad. And that came from Stephen Ray from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Number 15, we had Transformers Age of Extinction. Well, that didn't do any. Well, it, I said it didn't do anything. It did $245 million in the box office, but the review says if it truly takes this long to save the world from the depredations of robots that turn into muscle cars, it may be that the world is no longer worth saving. That comes from Christopher Orr from The Atlantic. Number 14 was Ride Along. That looked funny. And that Ice Cube and Kevin Hart in it. The sample review goes, nothing in the movie makes sense, but I prefer to think that Ride Along is just a badly told joke rather than an insult to its audience. And that's by David Denby of The New Yorker. I think they're doing a ride-along, too, if I've heard correctly. Here's one I don't think you've probably ever heard of, and for good reason. Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return. scared up a whopping $8.5 million in the box office, and the review says, a crass, cheap, hack job cash grab, from Jordan Hoffman of the New York Daily News. 12, Endless Love, like they needed to remake that. Number 11 was Rage with Nicolas Cage. They should be outraged that the movie did so poorly. It says the total box office is not even available. Sample review says, it's hard to say this is the worst film Nicolas Cage has ever made. There are just too many contenders to choose from, but it's near the bottom. That's from Tom Long of Detroit News. And Adam Sandler, who just doesn't seem to get the fact that nobody wants to see the same movie remade 55 times in a row, and that's all he does, is Blended. That was his movie with Drew Barrymore. That was out this summer. It did a respectable $46.3 million, but I don't think that paid for the salaries of the stars. Followed by number 9, Winter's Tale. And the movie poster goes, this is not a true story. It's a love story. Did you just vomit? I thought you would, too. And that's for this Valentine's Day, Believe in Miracles. Okay. It did $12.6 million. Number 8, The Nut Job, a Disney animated movie that featured Will Arnett, Brendan Fraser, Gabriel Iglesias, Jeff Dunham, Liam Neeson, and Katherine Heigl. Did $64.2 million, but the sample review says the whole thing looks like a video game you'd rather not play. That's Wesley Morris from Grantland. Number 7 was Vampire Academy. 6 was Grace of Monaco. 5 was A Haunted House 2. The promo for it says, it'll scare the number 2 out of you. That makes you really want to go see it. Number 4, Are You There? That was with Owen Wilson, Zach Galifianakis, and Amy Poehler. I think some things just look better on paper, and then when you actually put it together, you're going like, what in the heck was going on? Number 3 is The Legend of Hercules. It did a whopping $18.8 million. This sample review says the dialogue isn't dubbed, but it is written and delivered so indifferently that it might well have been. That's great. Number 2 is I, Frankenstein. 200 years later, he's still alive. Why do they make these movies? That even has Aaron Eckhart in it. And number 1, Nicolas Cage can do no wrong. He's in two of the worst movies of the year. The number 1 movie, worst movie ever of 2014, is Left Behind. The sample review from Lindsay Barr of Entertainment Weekly says, at best, Left Behind is shoddily made sensationalistic propaganda with atrocious acting that barely registers as entertainment. At worst, it's profoundly moronic. That is Left Behind. Thank you, Nicolas Cage, for yet another box office gem. You know, he needs to go back to make movies like he did with Family Man. You remember that? There's a Christmas Tale with Tia Leone, and that's a good Nicolas Cage movie if you want to go see a Nicolas Cage movie. I'm off of my soapbox. Sorry about that, folks. And we're going to end the night with my favorite song of 2014. This is called Home by Patrick Allen Casey. He's a friend of the show. He's been on a couple of times, and we did a world premiere for his album, Home, earlier this year. This is the title track. We will see you live tomorrow for the Miles High Holiday Live, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Set your calendars to it, and then go back and just keep putting, you know, play. Play, 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 play it over and over again. Have a great night, everybody. Don't drive distracted.
Wrap me up inside your world. it changed, my heart still sound, knowing that you'll never let me go. And it feels like home.
Listening to Rated G Radio.